I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Senator Barack Obama's former pastor is in the news again. The Reverend Jeremiah Wright spoke today at the National Press Club in Washington. He defended a sermon that he gave in which he suggested America brought on the 9/11 attacks on itself. Wright says his remarks were taken out of context, and he said the attacks that followed are an attack on the black church. Issues of race continue to play prominently in the U.S. presidential campaign. The World's Jeb Sharp examines the role race plays in politics of other countries.
It's hard to compare our money-drenched campaigns with contests in other countries, but it's tempting to wonder whether other electorates are sliced and diced into the same kind of demographic boxes. Clarence Lussain is a professor of international relations at the American University in Washington.
Is this an American phenomenon?
Well, up until recently, it has been. The discussions about the role of race in elections and particularly different racial groups. But increasingly, you're starting to see these kinds of discussions happen internationally. In Western Europe in particular, you're seeing it in the UK, you're seeing it in France, in the Netherlands, because the populations in those countries of people of color have begun to become more politically active as groups.
Lussain says in France, for example, which has seen violent race riots in recent years, there's a new consciousness of people identifying themselves strongly with particular communities rather than simply with the left or right. But Clarence Lussain says there's another variable at work as well, the internationalization of political consulting.
Many American political consultants are finding gold mines around the world because of their skills in doing polling and working on campaign strategies. And part of how they approach elections is to try to look at what are group or block votes. And so you're starting to get a consciousness of, well, you know, there are black voters in Brazil and there are black voters in Venezuela and there are black voters in, you know, other parts of the world. That is starting to also affect how people are campaigning around the world.
One place where issues of race are becoming more politically loaded is Western Europe. The reason is immigration. Andrew Richards is a British political scientist who lives and works in Spain. He says there the influx of immigrants from sub-Saharan Africa is beginning to play out in electoral politics. He points to the recent national elections. The ruling Socialist Party managed to stay in power, but lost significant ground in and around Madrid. Many working-class voters defected to the opposition over immigration issues. But Richard says the issue of race in Europe is still nothing like the issue it is in America.
For the large part of the 20th century, the divisive political issue in European political systems was divisions based on class. Now, I think class has played a very important role in American political history. How could it be otherwise? But the history of slavery, the history of the Civil War in America, and then the whole phenomenon of the civil rights movement, the reaction to that, have simply made the issue of race much more politically charged that I think still has the power to surprise many Europeans.
Similarly, Americans living in Europe find themselves surprised by the lack of explicit discourse about race in politics. Julia Clark is head of political research at the British polling organization Ipsos Mori. She says the issue of race plays out differently in Britain.
First of all, there aren't as many ethnic minorities in the UK as there are in the US. But that said, even the populations that are here, it's just not talked about quite as much as an issue. Whereas I know in the US, you talk about the black voters, the Hispanic voters, the white voters, all of this. In the UK, elections are just generally talked about as voters. What is interesting and quite contradictory to that is that every single month, Ipsos Mori asks the entire country, you know, what do you see as the biggest issues facing Britain? And race relations and immigration is the number one issue.
The British may not be talking about race in their elections, but like many around the world, they are fascinated by Barack Obama's candidacy and the prospect of an African American in the White House. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.